This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, I'm thinking about this. If you eat the turkeys we're about to talk about in a couple of days, we're going to have to detoxify your liver big time. Big time. Not little time, big time. And maybe we'll get some tips from Ann Louise Gittleman today. She's got a new book out, Radical Metabolism. She'll be joining us this hour. And Jeffrey Action Jackson will be joining us second hour tonight on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Super Don! Now, I know you're not hosting the meal. You're not cooking the meal at home. But yes. I do share my concerns with you. I was talking to you off the air about the turkeys. Yes. And I remember when organic turkeys were $7, $8, $9, $10, $11, $12 a pound. And right. You're talking... You're spending 70, 80, 100 bucks on a turkey. This year, I actually went out and got one, a 13-pounder that was organic, is organic, and it's $3.30 a pound. And, yeah, I'm thinking something happened because the Federal Reserve and inflation, it's like working backwards, and the only thing I can think of is that more people want organic turkeys or more organic turkeys out there. And so the price has come down. But... It's still few and far between compared to what we're going to be talking about momentarily.
Yes. I think it's demand. You know, yeah. We've talked about this, how the demand for organic has just gone through the roof. And so it would kind of make sense, you know, that the prices would come down.
Well, as long as the supply went up, so.
Yeah. So we're talking turkey to start the show off here. And this story here gives a whole meaning of saying that turkey is to die for, right?
Ooh, yeah, no, that's bad. This is one of those dun-dun-dun moments when you look at what's in these things, if they're not certified organic. I mean, and remember, even, you know, natural turkeys are a step, I think, in the right direction. But then again, I'm not sure because what we're going to find out about what they claim to be natural, as we said, has no real definition in the federal, whatever you call federal law. And they're not paying much attention. USDA... turning a blind eye to meat supply contaminated with, banned pharmaceutical drugs. What have I said about the price of drugs? Anybody that thinks drugs are too expensive? No. Just eat the mass-produced factory farm food, and you get all the drugs you can handle with every bite. Am I exaggerating? I've never been exaggerating about this. It's just awkward for folks that don't want to see it. And I know why you don't want to, because it means, well, life is not as just thoughtless. You know, you don't have to think about things. You're like, no, there's the food. Just eat it, right? I grew up that way, folks. Just pull into that fast food restaurant. Eat whatever you can get. That was me growing up in America. So it's not like, you can call me out and go, oh, you're just one of those puritanical people that, you grew up in California on crunchy granola, organic, non-GMO food. No, I grew up on standard American diet. Food additives, colorings, preservatives, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics galore. And I'm not even talking about what the doctors gave me. That was even galore more. Sanderson Farms, the third largest poultry producer in the nation, advertises that their chicken is natural and antibiotic free. Okay, we hear about that. And you think all of the big poultry producers like Purdue Chicken, made from the best stuff, I don't know what their slogan is, trying to convince you that they're not factory farmed, and even if they are, they're not treated inhumanely, and even if they are, we don't use drugs, right, on our chickens or hormones and things. And so they make these claims, and no one's really checking on it. No definition for natural, antibiotic free claims, not happening. So there's a lawsuit, a team of independent scientists from the Consumers Union analyzed USDA tests conducted on thousands of random meat samples from poultry, pork, and beef farms across the United States. Right, I know this Thanksgiving after this story, you're going to go vegetarian. Or you're going to go, you know what, let's buy that organic thing that Robert's been talking about. What they found in these meat products, including banned antibiotic drugs that are so dangerous they can kill you, chloramphenicol. Every 10,000 people exposed to this, one will die of a life-threatening condition called aplastic anemia. The levels of chloramphenicol exceeded safety limits set by the Consumer Union's team of scientists. How about ketamine? Anybody go out and enjoy a dose of ketamine? You know, this is a very dangerous veterinary anesthetic. I mean, it can knock you out. It can knock an elephant out. It can kill an elephant if you give too much. Yes, I know. I've heard about the kids and the party drugs, ketamine, sneaking into the veterinarian's office. Ketamine residues in these factory-farmed animals. Some percentages of these meat products contain phenylbutazone, an anti-inflammatory drug that's too risky at any level for human health. Another causation relationship to aplastic anemia, which can be deadly. Antibiotic resistance on the rise, weakened immune systems, genetic harm to developing babies, all because you ate factory-farmed, natural, and antibiotic-free meats, poultry, pork. Super Don, have I just like done the ultimate doggy downer for Thanksgiving week?
I told you, you need a good Thanksgiving bass. Take care of the problem, right?
I thought you were going to say a Thanksgiving bath to bathe all of this away.
Well, yeah. Well,
we're going to have to do that internally.
That's
with the
after
liver.
Dinner. Yes.
Yeah. So the USDA says, yeah, you can have this stuff in at greater levels than independent scientists consider safe. You know, the FDA protects industry more than it protects the health of the American people. And, you know, this is a fault of Americans who believe that a large centralized bureaucracy is actually the way to go in protecting our food supply from being harmed, contaminated, and the people who eat it. I mean, it's nonsense to think that the FDA or the USDA in this case could actually protect you, or would, even if it wants to. I don't know if they want to. I think they want to protect the industry that pollutes your food from the harm that you would pose to them if you sue them when you get injured or someone you love is dying from this kind of meat, this kind of food, this factory-farmed, capo-farmed livestock. Natural antibiotic-free don't mean squat in reality when it comes to USDA. So we got an article as well. By the way, this is at robertscottbell.com. We'll lighten it up, I promise. I know it's like dark. You've gone dark, Robert. No, I'm trying to protect you, my humble and lovable listeners and viewers, from any harm that will come to you this holiday season as you eat factory-farmed animals that claim to be natural and antibiotic-free. Now, organicconsumers.org has a big article on what turkey producers don't want you to know. And this is my last-ditch effort to protect you this holiday season, or else you're going to have to do a lot of coffee enemas, even if your name is Superdime, just to get rid of the garbage that's going to be going into your system. There's a salmonella outbreak we hear about. Of course, you should be able to cook that away, but still, what does that mean about how they're raising these factory farm animals if there's all the salmonella circulating the turkey farms? Avian flu, they talk about that. They had to kill millions of turkeys because they wouldn't use homeopathic medicine on these turkeys. They wouldn't feed them real turkey food, and that would cause them to become ill, and then, of course, they just slayed them all. And now, finding out that, once again, you don't have to go to the pharmacy to get drugs. I know we're talking over-the-counter at the moment. Do you know that your turkeys have been found to contain Tylenol? Benadryl? And don't think that, you know, the turkey's putting you to sleep because of tryptophan. There's Benadryl in there. But Don't worry, have another slice of turkey because the next one could have caffeine in it. How do the turkeys get caffeine? What are they? They're feeding them coffee grounds? What is that?
That's a weird one.
Right? You want to reduce your cholesterol levels? Hey, just eat a turkey grown in factory farm settings because there are statin drugs in them. There are turkeys. And if you get a little depressed about the information I'm delivering to you, I'm just the messenger. There's Prozac in them. There are turkeys as well.
Wow. So the doctor could, just write you a prescription for turkey.
Yeah. Right? And then we got polypharmacy. One size fits all. One prescription for all drugs that you can possibly ingest at Thanksgiving. Remember Butterball? Oh, wait, that gets into animal cruelty stuff. But, looking at this.
If you had a headache, you were a little bit congested, kind of tired, you had high cholesterol, and were feeling kind of depressed, you're all covered.
Yeah. Find out who produces the turkeys you're buying. Cargill, a big international conglomerate producing factory farm food. Systemic overuse of antibiotics and other contaminants. What are they eating? What does natural mean? What are the turkey products? Do they emanate from facilities that employ inhumane industrial practices we talk about? And what about environmental destruction? We talk about pig farms, turkey farms. I mean, the waste that's produced. Again, there's a lot of reason. Now, did you ever hear of this thing called ractopamine? Ractopamine?
No.
This is a growth enhancer. And, it adds, like antibiotics do, but they're growth enhancers that add fat and water to the turkeys to get them bigger and plumper. And that water weight, even though it's toxic, gets them a better price, more pounds, more price. And, of course, you eat ractopamine under the brand name Top Max. It's in the turkeys, too. It's not for human use, by the way. But it's okay if you eat it, if the turkeys consumed it first. Really? Does anybody buy this stuff? I mean, again, it's an inconvenient fact or series of facts here that I'm trying to raise so that you don't end up in a, I have no idea why I got sick this holiday season. Why did I have this so-called influenza even though nobody had the flu around me? Because you ate poison. I'm not making this up. I'm emphatic here. This is, once again, the Chick-fil-A crowd out there. Where do you think they're getting their chickens from? They call them all natural, right? You've heard about natural chickens now, containing Benadryl, Tylenol, antibiotic residues, growth hormones. Lord knows what else, but I don't want that in you or your children or your grandchildren. So think of me as the crotchety old uncle that is going to say, I told you so, if you get sick after you eat this stuff, that now you know what's in it. You tune into the Robert Scott Bell Show for a lot of frivolity and silliness, but we must balance it out with some serious health considerations, and we're going to help you undo that and make better choices with Ann Louise Gittleman next, her new book, Radical Metabolism.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know what I remember about Ann Louise Gittleman? All those years ago we met, you know, out on the circuit, right? She's been doing this for many years as a nutritionist, PhD. She's wonderful. She's written so many diet books, I can't even keep up with them all. But she was one of the first, as I was reading all of these things, because I read a lot of them for the show, and I wouldn't talk about most of them because most of them are garbage, honestly. And they won't talk about quality of food. Ann Louise always said it's important to have clean, organic quality. And, you know, that was such a radical thing to say years ago. Now it's not as radical, but she's got a new book out called Radical Metabolism. And I'm welcoming her back to the show. Ann Louise Gittleman!
How nice to be with you, Robert Scott Bell. And how the hell are you?
I'm doing better now that you're here. I bummed everybody out with talk of toxic turkeys. But you've got a powerful new plan to blast fat and reignite your energy in just 21 days. That's the Radical Metabolism book. Of course, we're all in agreement here in terms of quality and cleanliness of food. But in terms of fat and the fear of fat, the phobia around fat and the wrong kind of fat. They said in the 20th century, butter is bad. Let's do motor oil instead, margarine. And then, you know, we've sort of come around to that, but there's still a lot of misinformation about saturated fat. But I want to talk about one of the key things you jump right into about fats, omega-3, 6, 9. And apparently omega-6s have gotten a bad rap, and you're trying to set the record straight.
I most definitely am. The omega-6s are an essential fat. And what we're finding when we test people, I do a lot of, you know, evidence-based testing. Many people are coming up short on the linoleic acid, which is so very important in terms of being a maintainer of cell membrane structure. It enhances the permeability of all membranes, including the membranes of the skin. Very important to protect the blood-brain barrier against all the toxins and all the toxic turkey chemicals that you discussed. And it's also important for cholesterol transport and synthesis, not to mention weight loss. So omega-6s have been given a bum rap, so I'm here to set the record straight. Because not all sixes are created equal, Robert Scott Bell.
That's right. Now, you know, the reason omega-6s got, or, you know, maybe not a total bad rap, they talked about it being somewhat pro-inflammatory. But is there a distinction in terms of the omega-6s and their source, or how you're treating them, or if you're cooking with them versus eating them raw? How would you lay it out?
Well, yes, and that's exactly what the issue is. So if they're exposed to heat, air, and light, as well as chemicals, they're certainly very pro-inflammatory. But so is an omega-3 if it's been exposed to heat, air, and light. Let's face it. So we're talking about original plant oils that are unprocessed, unaltered, and not exposed to heat, air, and light. And one of the oils that I bring back into play is none other than hemp seed oil, hemp oil. It's my hemp hooray kind of mantra here, because it's so very high in omega-6s and so very good for the skin. We have found that skin rashes and eczema and psoriasis disappear within 2 weeks of using a good, pure, unadulterated omega-6 oil.
Oh, okay. All right. So you are, again, this is a straight talk, very clear. Your book is also very clear. I mean, anybody can pick this up and go, ah, okay, we're resolving some of these, you know, the misinformation and disinformation about the omega-6s. Now, of course, we were also told about these, I think, PUFAs, polyunsaturated fatty acids. Oh, you must cook with them. Don't cook with saturated fats. And, of course, that really altered it into a pro-inflammatory state to corrupt what might have been an okay thing prior.
Yes, you've got it. So you're not to cook with these omega-6s or even the omega-3s for that matter, but you should be using them in salad dressings. So my purpose in writing the book is to really put omega-6s back on the map, to show how important it is for the cell membrane and also as a trigger for brown fat burning, because that's so very important for people to get thin without doing any exercise. So this is practical, it's real, and it'll clear up your skin and even tighten the skin, because omega-6 has such a profound effect on skin tone and tightness.
Yeah, and you talk about this brown fat versus white fat. No, this is not a racial issue. Everybody has it inside of them. And, you know, how the white fat can be the collector that you see the spare tire versus the brown fat more internally in the organs to keep them warm. And so you have a lot of metabolic activity, a furnace associated with that brown fat that you would like to facilitate.
Yes, because the brown fat is very, very high in these little mitochondria that are working overtime. So whatever you do, you want to support the brown fat, which is dormant in overweight people. And we do that by not only by keeping ourselves a little on the cooler side, cold weather, et cetera, but we do this with a good intake of the omega-6s. So omega-6s could be causing new obesity here.
Right, right. But I would warn people against what's known as rapeseed oil. They don't call it that. They call it canola oil. A lot of that may be omega-6, but it's not a good source because of the way they're grown, some genetically modified parts as well. But everybody, we've got to take a break. Ann Louise Gittleman is with me this hour. We've got another nice segment coming up on our new book, Radical Metabolism. And we're going to talk also about the gallbladder. How can we save it? What can we do to repair the damage that might already be there with a better choice in diet?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News.
President Trump submitted written answers to special counsel Robert Mueller's questions
and the ongoing Russia investigation. Before leaving the White House, the president also took some time to address a story that Ivanka Trump used a personal email to send messages to White House aides and other cabinet officials. Before leaving the White House, the president also addresses a Washington Post story that says Ivanka Trump used a personal email to send messages to White House staffers and cabinet officials. The president says this is nowhere near like what happened with Hillary Clinton.
There was no deleting like Hillary Clinton did. There was no service in the basement like Hillary Clinton had. You're talking about all fake news.
The FDA is telling folks not to eat romaine lettuce as a result of a multi-state E. coli outbreak. That's any romaine lettuce. Throw it out, they're saying. And also, the Dow lost 550 points today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. Early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Her new book is Radical Metabolism, a powerful new plan to blast fat and reignite your energy in just 21 days. And her name, Ann Louise Gittleman. She's a good friend of the show, a good friend of mine for many years. And she's got this book is very worthwhile because it gives you some insight and very clearly written. You don't have to be a PhD to get it. That's what's beautiful about what Ann Louise has done here. And in terms of putting science into the fats again, where is the balance in 3, 6, 9, saturated, non-saturated, polyunsaturated? We were talking about the omega-6s, but there's more to discuss, isn't there?
There's a little bit more to discuss because we have to talk about the magic ratio. You know, for years we've been told that a ratio 1-to-1 was actually ideal for the omega-3s to 6s. But we now know that it isn't 1-to-1. It's 4-to-1 in favor of the 6s. So the 6s are back. And when you increase a few tablespoons of hemp seed oil or even a little bit of sesame oil or my all-favorite pine nut oil, which I'll talk about in a minute, you're going to halt the creeping weight gain. You'll halt and repair your hormonal dysfunction. You'll create soft, wrinkle-free skin and restore cell membrane. So it's exceedingly important to have this useful staple in everybody's kitchen.
Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about a ratio of 4-to-1, again, that changes things. Now, do you think that we got on the omega-3 excess because of the marketing, because of the money involved and suddenly the popularity of it? Because obviously we were omega-3 deficient as a nation. Maybe some people still are. We're not saying omega-3s are bad, but the point is...
No, not at all.
Yeah. So how did we come to this right quantity?
Well, taking 2 tablespoons of the hemp seed oil, for example, hemp seeds or hemp hearts are very important. That contains an almost perfect ratio of 3-to-1. So hemp is rich in the GLA, the gamma linolenic acid, the LA, and the ALA. So it's also got a source of the omega-3s. I think we may have just gone a little bit overboard with omega-3s and demonized the omega-6s because we think they're all created unequal. But actually, some of them are good, they're healthy, they're restorative, and others are toxic. The most prolific vegetable oils on the market are those that are not good. Those are your corn oil, your canola oil, as you mentioned at the beginning of the last break, as well as your sunflower seed oil that is usually, you know, deodorized, overly cooked, full of hexane. So we don't want those kinds of commercial oils. But then you have the purified or the rarefied, unrefined oils. We're talking about hemp seed oil in that regard, sesame seed oil, and then the pine nut oil that has a particular type of EFA, essential fatty acid that's similar to the GLA, and it can heal your intestinal tract from top to bottom. It has magical gut healing properties. Mm-hmm. Very important for preventing against ulcers, H. pylori, gastritis, any kind of esophageal irritation or erosion, and exceedingly important for any kind of GERD issue, heartburn issue, or even hiatal hernia. So I say bring back the pine nut oil, use a little hemp seed oil, and get cooking with sesame seed oil.
All right, my buddy Steve watching us on YouTube says, omega-6s are back in style. Peanut butter, here I come. And I remember reading in your book, it's like, uh-oh, peanuts, I know you want peanuts, but mold, aflatoxin, even the organic stuff subject to that, you got to be so careful.
Yeah, and it's not a real high source of the 6s, but quite frankly, walnuts, Robert Scott Bell, are a higher source of 6s than the 3s.
Right, so all right, eat them walnuts. How about some walnut butter? Go for that. All right, now.
Well, no, or we've got the walnut butter, we've got some almond butter, we've got pumpkin seed butter.
Ooh, yeah. And see, the options are out there, and I should have made those pumpkin seeds we had. We had a 200-plus-pound pumpkin and a few others that were over 100 pounds, and I should have, we were giving them away. We didn't know what to do with them. I should have saved the seeds and turned them into butter.
Well, you could do that, but listen, even you've got your sesame seed butter, your tahina, which is very, very stable. So we've got all kinds of sixes to use, and sixes will make you slimmer, it'll make you sexy, and make your hormones behave themselves.
Super, Don, you hear that? You want to be sexy? Pay attention to Ann Louise Gittleman. We'll see where Super Don
is. I'll keep that in mind, yeah.
I know. Sexy Grandpa Super Don. All right. Now, oh, by the way, I did save some of the seeds from the largest pumpkin to replant next year, so we'll have bigger pumpkins. Now, in radical metabolism, you jump right into one of the big issues here about gallbladder. And it's the most, I think, most frequently engaged in a surgery in America, pretty much, as far as adults, removing the gallbladder. Is it because people are eating the wrong fat, too much fat? What are the factors that you reveal in the book?
They're getting a lot of gallstones, which would, you know, precipitate the removal of the gallbladder. They don't have the right nutrients to metabolize fat, so their bile, which is the digestive liquid which is stored in the gallbladder, becomes very thick, very congested with bad fats, with the margarines, hydrogenated fats, and not enough of the good fats to thin out the bile. And that's where nutrients come in handy. And the most efficient nutrient in our diet happens to be a B vitamin. It's the B vitamin-like element, which is known as choline. So if you don't have enough choline, you'll have congested bile. And choline is the way that you defat not just the bile and the gallbladder to some degree, but it also defats a congested liver. So those people that have non-alcoholic fatty liver syndrome need at least 500 milligrams of choline 3 times a day for 6 weeks to defat the liver. So this is a very nutritionally highly charged vitamin that is important for both the gallbladder, the bile, and the liver. And that, so the deficiencies are part of the problem. Not eating the right kinds of fats are another part of the problem. Not having enough digestive enzymes like HCL is just another even part of the problem. So there are many different aspects, but it all boils down to digestion. Now, going on a high-fat diet may seem good to put you into a fat-burning metabolism rather than sugar-burning, but if you can't digest the fats, what happens? Mm-hmm. You start clogging up the bile. And the bile is also the I would say it's the method of detoxifying your heavy metals as well as your hormones. So when it becomes terribly congested, you're not breaking down your fats, which is one of its other claims to fame.
I love it. I don't even have to prompt you to know where I wanted you to go. You just go right for it. Because, you know, a big part of my early learning in homeopathic medicine was the issue of liver congestion, we call it. And it was not something I ever heard from any doctor that I had seen in the first 24 years of my life. I meet a homeopath, he says, your liver's congested. And we had to go on a journey to get my liver back in line. And that's, you know, part of what you talk about here. You know, the gallbladder sits right there with the liver. And if the bile is toxic, it changes it. It alters it. What it should be doing, it can't do anymore. And this creates a scenario where then they go in and go, oh, man, you've got stones. Your gallbladder's messed up. Let's just remove it. Completely neglecting the reason why that happened. It wasn't a random act of God. It was stupidity on part of doctors and the people who listened to them.
And may I also suggest one other thing? So when we start getting our gallbladder removed, as so many women do that are overweight and that are over the age of 40 these days, fat female and 40, what happens is that the thyroid then begins a metabolic slowdown because there is an unholy alliance between the gallbladder and thyroid. So therefore, you get a downward cycle in your metabolism, and it's one of the reasons I wrote the book, because there is such an epidemic of hypothyroidism. Part of it is the problem with your gallbladder, or the lack thereof.
Yeah, and this is not to negate things that we talk about here all the time about certain minerals, key minerals like selenium, as it plays a role in thyroid function. Of course it does. But we've neglected to some degree talking about these fats to this degree. That's why we have Ann Louise Gittleman on to help bring some of that information, or a lot of it, in fact, through this book in our brief interview here, to get you thinking about the fats that you're choosing, how to interact with them, what's the balance, how much is too much, what you can do to correct it. And again, I was reading in the book earlier today, you actually have corrective thoughts and ideas, things that are practical that you can do. Not so radical, even though I know you got radical in the title, but very practical.
Yeah, and that may be a little lecithin. You know, I'm a big believer in non-GMO soy lecithin, where most of the research has been done, as well as sunflower lecithin, which can thin out the bile, keep it free-flowing, because it's the forgotten switch that's so important for metabolism. So we talk about that. Beets are another bile thinner, as well as coffee. Now, you talked about a coffee enema, mm-hmm. which I'm a big believer in, but I like taking coffee the old-fashioned way. So coffee is a bitter. Mm-hmm. And bitter is better when it comes to thinning the gallbladder as well as digestion, and then, of course, losing weight because it's high in chlorogenic acid. So this book talks about weight loss. It talks about what to do with a slowed down metabolism. It's great for people over the age of 40 or if you're a slow to no loser. Mm-hmm. And it's also got the secrets for people that have a sluggish metabolism in the 20s and 30s. And it's really important for people to start eating the right fats, start digesting them, and start to hone up their gallbladders.
Now, some of the folks know that lecithin is also in eggs, but you are concerned because there's a lot of egg allergies out there.
Well, this is an aha moment. There was a study that was done that showed that people that were the most allergic to eggs, number one, overall, eggs as well as pork was the number two, I think onions was number three, had the most gallbladder stones.
Mm.
And when you remove those three top allergens, the pain went away. So food allergies have a lot to do with what's going on with a clogged up gallbladder.
Right. Well, we suspect allergies here due to leaky gut, and even more primary to that, the vaccines that may contain trace aspects if it was on an egg substrate or something along those lines. And even the peanut issue, sometimes people have argued that there may be some subcomponents within peanuts that may have made it their way over the years into these things. So there's a nefarious plot afoot on some level to make us all ill, and then they diagnose us as if we're deficient in drugs rather than deficient in fats, in minerals, in vitamins, the things that you're talking about in radical metabolism.
Yes, so what you have to do is take back your health. You take it back into your own hands. You learn the five radical rules of eating, which I talk about in the book. And people lose weight, they feel great, and their aches and pains seem to disappear. And quite frankly, I think a lot of that is due to the fat, due to the bile now being supported the way that it never has been. And it's also due to the fact that we're telling you to eat certain foods, but we're we're shedding a spotlight on the importance of the quality of foods. Now, I talk about coffee as being an important aspect because it's a weight loss weapon of sorts. It's also important because it's a bitter. But it has to be a coffee, which is organic, number one, that is low in mold, number two, that is medium to light roast.
Mm-hmm. Who's trying to call me while I'm on the air? I'm sorry, Anne Louise. No, that's a call all the way from, I think, Greece. They didn't know the timing that I'm on the air right now. All right, Anne Louise, I apologize for that brief interruption, but RadicalMetabolism.com, we have you linked up in the show notes here, and revamp your fats, reboot your gallbladder, rebuild your muscles, repair your gut, reduce your toxicity. Read Radical Metabolism. Get it on Amazon or wherever you get your books. Anne Louise Gittleman, big hugs, lots of love. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
And a happy Thanksgiving to you. A blessed Thanksgiving.
All right. We'll be back and we'll talk about what the Health Ranger has found out now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Com to link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much, Ann Louise Gilliland, joining us to do her Radical Metabolism book. And hope you all get it for holidays. Good insights in there. Also, I want to thank in advance Jeffrey Jackson, because we're going to have fun with him talking about the CDC going catatonic because more incidences of AFM popping up across the land with kids, and now one adult apparently has it too. But, hey, don't look at the vaccines. I'll explain why the CDC is catatonic. Also, a shout-out to our good buddy, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, this holiday season. We're hoping to squeeze in some time, if he has it, to talk about this breakthrough. But the Health Ranger store announces that they have a breakthrough in glyphosate detection technology, and their entire brand at the Health Ranger store is being certified zero detectable glyphosate via this LC-MS-MS lab testing that Mike Adams, the egghead of eggheads, this guy is unbelievable. Yes. If he doesn't know something, he will spend however much time it takes to learn it. And this is incredible, actually, because this has been one of the biggest problems out there with the food supply, the supplemental supply, all of that. Glyphosate contamination, Roundup contamination. And he's really raised the bar beyond even, apparently, research universities in detecting glyphosate contamination in foods and foodstuffs and supplements.
Yeah, and you can tell he's very proud, and he should be. I mean, for the level of sophistication and the technology that he has invested in order to do this type of testing, because he throws out this, we're using complex chemistry and triple quad mass spec instrument, LC-MS-MS. Like, I have no idea what you just said, but looks cool. And it is a first in what it is that he's doing on being able to test for glyphosate to this level. And the really cool thing is that if you haven't gone and checked out the store, the Health Ranger store, mm-hmm. he's got where he sells these supplements. In fact, if you go to robertscottbell.com right now, you will see there's a couple of banners. We've got one over on the side for virgin coconut oil. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many people aren't? I mean, you eat coconut oil by the gallon. I've seen you do it.
no, you're exaggerating a little.
So, if you want to get some good quality, lab verified, tested coconut oil, you can go over to robertscottbell.com. We've got a banner on the right hand side, and another thing that we've got a banner for is the nascent iodine, which I know you've talked about a lot.
Yes.
That's very important. And what happens is when you actually click those links and you buy something from the Health Ranger store, it actually helps us out a little bit, too, in supporting the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yeah. So what you've got here now, and he's apparently what he says he's going to do here is he's going to go through and test all of the supplements that are available in the Health Ranger store. So you are going to know that when you go and buy something from the Health Ranger store, it doesn't have any glyphosate in it. Now, that's great for two reasons. Number one, we don't want it in your supplements, right? You don't want it if it can be consuming it at all. Number two, if you've been following the news at all, and we've covered a few of these stories, where people, now that glyphosate has been labeled and acknowledged in the courts as being something that is carcinogenic, mm-hmm. now you're seeing company after company after company is getting sued now, right, by consumers. The latest one was Quaker Oats. I just saw an article this morning where they're suing Quaker Oats because Quaker Oats says, we're natural. Oh, well, wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, no, you've got glyphosate. And so there are a lot of lawsuits that are being filed now against these companies for having products that contain glyphosate. So how awesome is it that Mike is able to put something out there that you are going to know for sure does not have any glyphosate in it?
Well, and as we've said, too, the non-GMO label doesn't necessarily mean anything anymore. Jeffrey Smith has had to come to that conclusion, unfortunately, and said you got to go organic. Because because it wasn't grown in a GMO fashion or engineered doesn't mean it's not going to be soaked and sprayed with glyphosate. And that is the big deal here. You know, even though Bayer has bought Monsanto, they're not backing down on glyphosate. They're pumping in everything and anything they can. So to find the true sources that validate to this level, again, Mike Adams rocking the health world for all of us in this case. And if you do get anything from the Health Ranger store, we would certainly appreciate you just come on over to robertscottbell.com, click the link, and head on over there. Super Don, you put some banners up. I appreciate that. All right, hour one is done. Thank you again, Ann Louise Gittleman. Next hour, Jeffrey Action Jackson. We're going to talk about the acute flaccid myelitis. More U.S. kids being diagnosed. Now an adult male diagnosed. What's the CDC doing about it? Kind of like me when I go into a grocery store, I get catatonic. They're not doing anything except trying to make you not look at vaccines as a primary contributor to it. All right, folks, we'll be back with more powerful healing. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.